RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia hold cyber investigation cooperation with foreign countries. Indonesian Consul General visits Indonesian detainees. The Indonesian Navy to conduct top skill exercises. Now the news in detail. Cyber security cooperation between Indonesian government with foreign countries is badly needed, especially to reveal crimes. This was said by Head of Subdivision of Information Technology and Cybercrime of the National Police, Police Commissioner Himawan Bayu Aji, to RRI Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of Indonesian-French Cybersecurity Seminar in Jakarta Tuesday. He remarked that the cybersecurity cooperation between Indonesia and foreign countries only limited in term of revealing crimes.
Perkembangan dengan kerjasama negara asing, kita lebih kepada
the development of cooperation with foreign countries is usually related to joint investigation. The joint investigation is borderless. It is partly needed by the Indonesian government because the suspect may be stay abroad and the victim is in Indonesia. Therefore, joint investigation is needed to uncover the cybercrime. Meanwhile, Himawan Bayu Aji added that in a case investigation, they have to be really careful to give information to the foreign parties. They will only give the informations that are related to the investigation. He also called Indonesian people to be more careful in using information technology devices with their own security. According to him, usually users' negligence is one of the factors that makes users' information is stolen. French cybersecurity expert Nicolas Bellier, on the sidelines of Indonesian-French cybersecurity seminar in Jakarta Tuesday, said Indonesia needs to protect its secret information by using up-to-date technology. He said the information data protection is very important. PrimX Technology is a French company which provides security solution through software manufacturing industry product.
Indonesia has the same needs as any other countries. You need to protect your secrets, you need to protect your information, you need to keep your national security very strong. So what we want to promote here is exactly what we have done in Europe and also in France. What we want to offer to your government, your ministries and your big companies is the possibility to protect the information globally in order to be sure they can keep for them their secret. I mean our encryption solutions.
Furthermore, Nicolas Bellier also said the technology offered by PrimX Technology is to protect Indonesian information data in order not to be easily hijacked or spied by irresponsible parties from transnational cybercrime. The Indonesian Navy will conduct a large-scale exercise codenamed Armada Jaya 34-2016 at the Naval Development and Education Command in Surabaya, East Java, next month. Chief of the Indonesian Navy's Information Service Commodore Edi Sucipto said that the exercise will be conducted in the Java Sea starting from early September to the third week of the same month. Armada Jaya exercise is the ultimate annual exercise, consists of all of Indonesian Navy war doctrine named Joint Fleet Armament System. This doctrine is derived in four major components, which are combatant ships fleet, naval aircraft, home base, and the Indonesian Marine Corps. Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Adi Supandi is scheduled to open the exercise on September the 1st. Adi said that President Joko Widodo, in the capacity of Commander-in-Chief of the National Defense Forces, is expected to inspect the exercise. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the hostage-taking in the southern Philippines has turned into a business. That's why this situation must be addressed together by the governments of both nations. According to Kalla, the kidnap for ransom operation cannot be solved by actually paying the ransom but by firm actions. This issue must be addressed together, especially since Indonesians have been taken hostage for 3 times and there are still 9 Indonesians being held by the Abu Sayyaf militant group. Security partnership between the two countries is also needed to secure coal supplies to the Philippines, which is carried by merchant ships escorted by armed personnel. If the hostage-taking continues to occur, ships from Indonesia would have a hard time carrying coals to the Philippines. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Consul General for Johor Bahru, Taufikur Rijal, visited 327 Indonesian detainees in Sungai Udang Penitentiary in Malacca, Malaysia on Tuesday. Taufikur Rijal said he made the visit every 3 or 4 months as part of the protection program for Indonesian citizens in Malaysia.
Kunjungan kita menemui warga negara Indonesia.
Our visit to the Indonesian detainees is part of the protection program for Indonesian citizens in Malaysia. Many Indonesian citizens are detained in 7 penitentiaries. Most of them had violated the immigration law with the sentences of less than a year in jail. We also wanted to know what they want and to facilitate if their relative would visit them. Taufikur Rijal and his team have met the Indonesian detainees and encouraged them with providing legal aid through lawyers to settle their cases. Besides the Sungai Udang Penitentiary, the Indonesian Consul General to Johor Bahru will visit Indonesian detainees in other penitentiaries in Johor, Malacca, Negeri Sembilan, and Pahang. On the occasion of 25 years of Borobudur and Prambanan Temple's anniversary, which are decided to be the World's Heritage by UNESCO, Education and Culture Ministry held series of activities themed Love or Lost. The program is aimed at developing the love of young generation to the world's and cultural heritage. Director of Heritage and Cultural Diplomacy, Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, Najamuddin Ramli, said that the young generation is the stakeholder and has a central role in the World Heritage Preservation Program. Najamuddin in Jakarta Tuesday on August 31 also said through the program is expected that the young generation will have sense of love, belonging, sensitivity, and care.
Oleh karena itu pada kegiatan 25 tahun Borobudur dan Prambanan.
That's why in the 25 years Borobudur and Prambanan program, also including 20 years of Sangiran, we involve young people and hopefully it can be socialized through multimedia about the understanding and the awareness how the world's heritage is really important. At the end of the 21st century, Borobudur and Prambanan may disappear. Then the young people or grandchildren and only read its history without witnessing its existence directly. Najamuddin Ramli further explained that this program targeting to high school students. They will receive training to become an Indonesian ambassador for culture and diplomacy and socialize the idea of world heritage protection to other young people. They will be selected through a selection process in social media. The peak of commemoration of 25 years of Borobudur and Prambanan anniversary will be held in Paris, France on November 22 to 27, 2016 at the UNESCO headquarters, the United States. The last item. Indonesian students in Egypt will hold the recital of praising God Gemah Takbir Akbar to celebrate Idul Adha on September 12. They will invite students from ASEAN and Africa to the event. It was said by President of the Indonesian Student Association in Egypt, Ahmad Baihaqi, on Tuesday in Cairo. The foreign students will participate in Takbir or Praising God competition or in cultural performances of their countries respectively.
We ask students from ASEAN countries to perform their traditional arts so that our art and culture would be better known. We participate not only in our activities, we take part also in the events such as Go Sudan, Go India, and Go Bangladesh.
Baihaqi explained, Gemah Takbir Akbar is the first event held by Indonesian students in Cairo involving foreign students. The event is also expected to tighten the friendship between the Indonesian students and the ASEAN and African students. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia holds cyber investigation cooperation with foreign countries. Indonesian Consul General visits Indonesian detainees. The Indonesian Navy to conduct top-scale exercise. That was the news.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. This is Rahmawati presenting you commentary entitled Caution, Zika is Near. Singapore admitted the existence of 41 new cases of Zika virus found in the island country. It is likely that there are more cases to be found because of the locally transferred of the virus. In May 2016, the Singapore health authorities have detected Zika virus in one patient who had just returned from Brazil. This had been handled by health officials to the maximum. Last Saturday, August 27, a female Malaysian was detected positive Zika. Authorities then checked 124 other people and found 41 new cases of Zika. Most people with Zika virus are foreign construction workers. To prevent the spread of the virus, health authorities in Singapore asked cessation of all activities and conducted investigations in all areas of construction. In a joint statement between the Health Ministry and the National Environment Agency, Sunday, August 28, of the 41 people affected by Zika, 34 people have recovered, while the rest are still undergoing treatment. The Malaysian woman, 47 years old, who contracted the Zika virus, had never traveled to Zika-affected areas. Most likely, she was infected with the virus in Singapore, and this justifies the notion that transmission of Zika virus has occurred in Singapore. Earlier this week, August 29, to prevent the expansion of Zika, the Singapore government had sent 200 officers to take action by draining water tanks and spraying in residential areas. Instructions were also given to health facilities to increase vigilance and report the incidence of new cases. In response to the case in Singapore, the World Health Organization has asked other countries to be alert to control the vector or mosquito and socialize the danger of Zika. High vector population in Southeast Asia is regarded as one of the causes of Zika spread. An expert in virology from Australia, Paul Young, considers the case in Southeast Asia is unique because the high vector population did not make Zika transmission occur easily. Prompt diagnosis can detect Zika early. Indonesia has done a right step to anticipate the attack of Zika through intensifying supervision across the entrance to Indonesia from Singapore. Indonesian Health Ministry has given cards to those who come from Singapore. The entrants who receive the card must report to health facilities if experience signs of Zika attack. Zika is not so deadly, though. It affects both men and women. But Zika can cause microcephalus or head shrink on fetuses. To prevent Zika entry to Indonesia may be difficult because the mosquito population is high. But early monitoring is expected to make Zika can be localized and easy to handle by the Indonesian health facility. Well, listener, that's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listen up, coming up next, Today in History, which happened on August 31st. Now we start to look at an event on August 31st, 1957, the independence of Malaysia. On August 31st, 1957, Malaysia gained its independence from Britain. The European influence into the country in the early 16th century with the arrival of Albuquerque, a Portuguese sailor. In the 17th century, the Dutch took power in Malaysia. Then, in 1824, on an agreement between the Netherlands and the United Kingdom, Malaysia was handed over to the UK or the United Kingdom, and Indonesia was handed over to the Netherlands. Malaysia was formed as a federation state, and each state is headed by a sultan. The total area of the country is about 330,000 square kilometers and bordered by Indonesia and Thailand. On August 31st, 1972, accomplished Indonesian spelling is officially used. After the 1945 constitution has been ratified, Indonesia admitted the state official language, namely Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. However, the spelling still refers to the Dutch heritage spelling, which is rooted to the Malay language. After several changes, finally, on August 16, 1972, in an official speech, President of the Republic of Indonesia before the DPR-MPR session stated that the accomplished spelling has been adopted by Indonesia. Formally, on August 31, 1972, the Minister of Education and Culture officially set the general guidelines for accomplished Indonesian spelling and general guidelines for the establishment of formal term applied throughout Indonesia and is used throughout the life of the Indonesian nation wherever they are. On August 31st, 2005, Indonesian government releases about 200 inmates of Free Aceh Movement. After upheaval since the early 70s, finally the conflict in Aceh can be resolved peacefully. In early 2005, after a mediation held by the Finnish international organizations, the leaders of the Free Aceh Movement abroad met with representatives of the Indonesian government to conduct peace talks. Then it was made peace agreement manuscript between the government of Indonesia and the Free Aceh Movement signed in Helsinki, Finland on August 15, 2005. The memorandum was sparked by Vice President at that time, Yusuf Kalla. He appointed Hamid Awaluddin as coordinator of negotiators representing the Indonesian government, while coordinator of the Free Aceh Movement negotiators, namely Malik Mahmud Al-Haytar. After the signing of the peace agreement, as a form of implementation of the peace agreement, on August 31, 2005, Indonesia released about 200 prisoners of Aceh Movement and handed over weapons of Free Aceh Movement militias to the Indonesian security forces witnessed by international observers. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Voice Green. Today we'll talk about the Indonesian government continue to sout the extinction of land and forest fires. Land and forest fires that continue to occur in the province of Riau, Sumatra in the past month begin to impact. Smoke from forest and land fires in the province has entered the territory of Singapore. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar said the government would respect if there are any complaints from neighboring countries about the haze in Indonesia. However, various efforts have been done by Indonesian government to prevent the spread of forest fires and big smoke disasters such last year. In her statement on Monday, August 29th, Minister Siti Nurbaya stressed the team continues to work to extinguish the fire so that it does not spread widely. Various equipment such as helicopters also has been alerted to extinguish the fire from the air. Minister Siti Nurbaya evaluated the efforts have started to appear from the decline of hotspots and spread of fires and smoke when compared to the same period in the previous years. Earlier, Head of Information and Public Relations Data Center of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Sutopo Purwonugroho said, the smoke from Riau has entered Singapore's territory on Friday, August 26. Air quality in some part of Singapore measured to 215 to 217 Proliferation Security Initiative, or PSI, means not healthy on Friday at 13 West Indonesia Standard Time. The Indonesian government continues to intensify prevention and extinction of forest and land fires in Riau. Head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Willem Rampangilai, led directly the extinguishing operation of forest and land fires in Riau on Saturday, 27 August. The National Disaster Management Agency aided water bombing helicopter in Riau, so that overall there are 4 water bombing helicopters, 2 air tractor aircrafts, and 1 CASA water bombing aircraft for artificial rain. There are about 7,200 personnel of a joint task forces team from TNI, Polri, BNPB, Manggala Agni, firefighters, volunteers, and private employees held forest extinguish in Riau. The total area of land fire in Riau since January 27 August 2016 is about 3,218 hectares. Willem Rampangilai said the government has tried to continue to mobilize the national human resources to prevent the land and forest fires. 6 provinces that have determined emergency preparedness of land and forest fire conduct the sustainable preventing and extinguishing the fire. The 6 provinces, namely Riau, Jambi, South Sumatra, West Kalimantan, Central Kalimantan, and South Kalimantan. According to Willem Rampangilai, although there will be rain in most part of Sumatra and Kalimantan, the people should always be aware. September becomes the peak of the drought, so that the prevention should be more increased. Listener, that was Voice Green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Welcome to News in Brief. Cybersecurity cooperation between Indonesian government with foreign countries is badly needed, especially to reveal crimes. This was said by Head of Subdivision of Information Technology and Cybercrime of the National Police, Police Commissioner Himawan Bayu Aji, to RRI Voice of Indonesia on the sideline of Indonesian-French Cybersecurity Seminar in Jakarta. He remarked that the cybersecurity cooperation between Indonesia and foreign countries only limited in terms of revealing crimes. French cybersecurity expert Nicolas Bellier, on the sideline of Indonesian-French cybersecurity seminar in Jakarta, said Indonesia needs to protect its secret information by using up-to-date technology. The Indonesian Navy will conduct a large-scale exercise codenamed Armada Jaya 34-2016 at the Naval Development and Education Command in Surabaya, East Java, next month. Chief of the Indonesian Navy's Information Service Commodore Edi Sucipto said that the exercise will be conducted in the Java Sea starting from early September to the third week of the same month. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that the hostage taking in the southern Philippines had turned into a business. That's why the situation must be addressed together by the governments of both nations. According to Kalla, the kidnap for ransom operation cannot be solved by actually paying the ransom but by firm actions. Indonesian Consul General for Johor Bahru Taufik Kurijal visited 327 Indonesian detainees in Sungai Udang Penitentiary in Malacca, Malaysia on Tuesday. Taufik Kurijal said he made the visit every 3 or 4 months as part of the protection program for Indonesian citizens in Malaysia. On the occasion of 25 years of Borobudur and Prambanan Temple's anniversary, which are decided to be the World's Heritage by UNESCO, Education and Culture Ministry held series of activities themed Love or Lost. The program is aimed at developing the love of young generation to the world's and cultural heritage. Indonesian students in Egypt will hold the recital of Praising God Gema Takbir Akbar to celebrate Idul Adha on September 12. They will invite students from ASEAN and Africa to the event. It was said by President of the Indonesian Student Association in Egypt, Ahmad Baihaqi, on Tuesday in Cairo. The foreign students will participate in takbir or praising God competition or in cultural performances of their countries respectively. That was news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia Broadcasting Daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to tour to a village in West Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listeners, if you live in big city with a lot of activities, sometimes this will make you tired. Taking vacation can become solution. In Indonesia, there is a village, namely Nagari Pariangan or Pariangan Village in Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra, which offers comfortable, fresh air and even culture which is still preserved. This village is 500 until 700 meters above sea level. No wonder, based on survey in 2012, Travel Budget, a tour media, entered Pariangan in the list of the 5 most beautiful villages of the world. Listeners, when visiting Nagari Pariangan, you will be welcomed by corn plantation and various kinds of plants. You can also enjoy green fields. Besides, you can go to hot water bathing place, which is from Mount Marapi. Its sulfur content is very useful for skin. Listeners, at Nagari Pariangan, you can also see the beauty of culture and architecture of building. Most of Pariangan villagers still use Minangkabau traditional building, namely Rumah Gadang. Most Rumah Gadang here are 100 years of age. The existing of Islah Mosque, which is the oldest mosque in Minangland, adds the wealth of cultural heritage of Pariangan. Listeners, Nagari Pariangan is located on the road which connects Batu Sangkar City and Padang Panjang. From Padang City, you can use bus, traveling car, or private car and takes around 2 hours. Meanwhile, from Batu Sangkar, Nagari Pariangan can be accessed by bus, minibus, or motorcycle taxi, which takes only 20 minutes. If you are in West Sumatra, please set your time to see Nagari Pariangan. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonderful today featuring Nagari Pariangan. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Berkenalan, which in English means be acquainted. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Berkenalan. Berkenalan, which means be acquainted. Memanggil. Memanggil, which means to call. Di mana. Di mana, which means where. Tempat tinggal. Tempat tinggal, which means residence. Tidak jauh dari sini. Tidak jauh dari sini, which means close from here. Mahasiswa. Mahasiswa, which means great student. Universitas Indonesia. Universitas Indonesia, which means University of Indonesia. Apa kegiatanmu? Apa kegiatanmu, which means what is your activity? Kerja paruh waktu. Kerja paruh waktu, which means part-time working. Restoran. Restoran, which means restaurant. Kasir. Kasir, which means cashier. Umur. Umur, which means age. Belanda. Belanda, which means Netherlands. Senang bertemu denganmu. Senang bertemu denganmu, which means nice to meet you. Sampai bertemu nanti. Sampai bertemu nanti, which means see you.
Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Berkenalan, or in English means be acquainted. The conversation is between A, Adi, and B, Rahel. A, Andi. Selamat malam. Selamat malam, which means good evening. B, Rahel. Selamat malam. Saya Rahel Maryam. Selamat malam. Saya Rahel Maryam. Which means, good evening, I'm Rahel Maryam. A, Adi, senang bertemu denganmu. Senang bertemu denganmu, which means, nice to meet you. B, Rahel, bolehkah saya menjadi temanmu? Bolehkah saya menjadi temanmu, which means, can I be your friend? A, Adi, tentu boleh. Tentu boleh, which means, sure, why not? B, Rahel, siapa namamu? Siapa namamu, which means, what is your name? A, Adi, nama saya Adi Nugroho. Nama saya Adi Nugroho, which means, my name is Adi Nugroho. Tapi kamu boleh memanggil saya Adi. Tapi kamu boleh memanggil saya Adi, which means, but you may call me Adi. B, Rahel, di mana tempat tinggalmu? Di mana tempat tinggalmu? Which means, where do you live? A, Adi, saya tinggal di Jalan Pelabuhan Ratu nomor 13 Kebayoran Baru, tidak jauh dari sini. Saya tinggal di Jalan Pelabuhan Ratu nomor 13 Kebayoran Baru, tidak jauh dari sini. Which means, I live on Jalan Pelabuhan Ratu nomor 13 Kebayoran Baru. It is not far from here. B, Rahel, selain menjadi mahasiswa, apalagi kegiatanmu? Selain menjadi mahasiswa, apalagi kegiatanmu? Which means, besides being a great student, what is your side activities? A, Adi, selain menjadi mahasiswa Universitas Indonesia, saya juga bekerja paruh waktu di restoran McDonald's sebagai kasir. Selain menjadi mahasiswa Universitas Indonesia, saya juga bekerja paruh waktu di restoran McDonald's sebagai kasir. Which means, besides learning at the University of Indonesia, I also work part-time at McDonald's restaurant as cashier. B, Rahel, berapa umurmu? Berapa umurmu, which means, how old are you? A, Adi, umur saya 20 tahun. Umur saya 20 tahun, which means, I'm 20 years old. Bagaimana denganmu? Apakah kamu mahasiswa baru di sini? Bagaimana denganmu? Apakah kamu mahasiswa baru di sini? Which means, how about you? Are you a new student here? B, Rahel, ya, saya mahasiswa baru di sini. Ya, saya mahasiswa baru di sini. Which means, yes, I'm a new student here. A, Adi, kamu berasal dari negara mana? Kamu berasal dari negara mana? Which means, where do you come from? B, Rahel, saya dari Belanda. Saya dari Belanda. Which means, I come from Netherlands. A, Adi, baiklah, senang bertemu denganmu. Baiklah, senang bertemu denganmu, which means, alright, nice to meet you. B, Rahel, sampai bertemu nanti. Sampai bertemu nanti, which means, see you then.
Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner for today's edition on August 24th, 2016. Today, I'm Hernita, going to introduce you an Indonesian singer who was popular in the 1980s era, namely Faris Rustamunaf, who also known as Faris RM. To begin this regular of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the first song entitled Barcelona by Faris RM.
Hanyut nuansa di sudut semarak plaza Catalonia. Kala sepasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Sapanya kiere, usted malas contigo. Aku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como se pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh rasa. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali. Señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati telah terpadu satu jati. Usahakan cerita malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk menunda waktu. Malam ini, oh, wangan yang terdorong.
Listener, you've just listened to the song entitled Barcelona by Faris RM. The song was inspired by Faris' experience when he visited Barcelona. The lyric tells about a girl who he met in the city of Barcelona. Barcelona is one of the songs that Faris RM had composed. Faris, as a singer, musician, and songwriter, has produced many songs, and most of his songs have been popular and received a good response by music lovers. Faris RM's popularity did not stop in 1980 era, but his songs are still popular until nowadays. Faris RM's popularity is not only because of his songs and his voice, but also his skill in playing instruments. Listener, let's enjoy the next song by Faris RM that is still enjoyed by Indonesian music lovers, entitled Sakura. Enjoy the song.
Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang anggunnya peranan jiwa asmara, terlanjur untuk terhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak dini. Sehidup semati, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jiwa. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat di peluk asmara. Diriku terbuat di batas asmara, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jua. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat peluk asmara. Terlambat untuk berdusta, terlambat sudah menipu sandiwara. Yakinkan cintamu, yakinkan segalanya. Perlahan dan pasti daku tak melangkah menuju damai jiwa. Semenjak ini sehidup semati.
bisa jelamarlah sedap. Bunyi pusar hari semula ku sempat. Yakinlah kan cintamu yakinkan segalanya. Perlahan dan pasti takutkan melangkah menuju damai jiwa. Terlanjur untuk terhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak dini, sehidup semati.
Listener, thanks you are still with me in the regular music corner, which this time we entertain you to the songs by Faris Rustambunov. He has been popular in 1980s era, a singer who was born on January 5, 1959, has talent to play a lot of music instruments, and he ever had a collaboration with many Indonesian musicians and singers. His music is not only in pop music genre. However, he also puts the rock music, progressive, jazz, fusion, and also dance music in his songs. Well, to conclude our segment for today, I'm going to dedicate to you another hit song by Faris RM entitled Hasrat dan Cinta, means desire and love. I hope the songs that we have played can give acknowledge to you, all listeners, about the Indonesian music. Thank you for listening. Our whole segment for today. See you and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.